they wanted to cover. I'm sure you're going to love this program. Hold on.
Can we speak in about 20 minutes?
Hey, sorry, Luke. I think he already transferred over to me. How you doing today?
Oh, okay. Hey, good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm sorry. I just caught the end part of that.
I was just asking if we can start this conversation in about 20 minutes.
In about 20 minutes? It's up to you. I mean, is everything okay? Is it an emergency or?
I'm trying to get out of the house and my son just woke up and I need to get him set and then get on the road. And,
okay.
That's pretty much what's going on.
Okay. No problem. I think Dan just sent you over to me so I can go over some pricing with you. I don't know exactly what you guys, directly spoke about. I didn't know if you had like any questions or any concerns or anything like that.
Well, I was asking him about, zip codes is, I'm working with the company and they're definitely getting me calls, but most of them are in my area where I live, but that's not my main service area or my areas that I want to target. And so I was just asking them specifically if you knew Orange County area or slash pricing, et cetera. And then, mm-hmm. then he said, well, he's going to transfer me. So.
Okay. Yeah. We're actually, are you familiar with, Fountain Valley, California?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's where we're located. We're actually located right there in Fountain Valley, California. Yeah, we're like literally 15 minutes away from Google Building Number 1. So, we're pretty, pretty familiar. I know you're probably more eastern of Los Angeles, right? In La Puente. South of you is, Marina Park, Long Beach, Santa Monica's West. Okay. I'm pretty familiar with. So you're working with a company right now. They're getting you jobs, but it's close to where you're at right now, but not where you want to be. Did I hear that right?
Exactly. That's right.
Okay. Where do you want, like, if you had a dream area, where would you like to work? Like, where do you typically work at?
There's a town called Villa Park. That's where I really want to get a lot of work at. That's kind of like North Anaheim or North Orange. And my general corridor of travel is like east of the 605, usually down to 57.
Okay.
And then I go all the way down to like Mission, but it'd be better to keep it not all the way down there, but that's just, I'm trying to target that clientele that, high-income Orange County clientele is where I'm trying to target. And, but I'm taking jobs everywhere at the moment. It's just,
absolutely.
If I were to choose, I would try to be like I was saying, Villa Park. Fullerton is on the way and, Anaheim Hills, Orange, all those zip codes that are high per capita income.
High per capita. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. So, the benefit about this program here, Luke, is I don't know if you, were you talking, and I'm only saying this because I'm researching your company right now. You guys are the LMX appliance repair, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, while you were talking, I'm just looking at a couple of things, and I saw that you had like a Angie's or a Home Advisor account pop up. Is that kind of what you were talking about with the company that's getting you work and not really?
No, I actually tried to quit the Angie. What is it called? I don't know. It's some SEO AI.
Oh, it's an SEO company. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. But it's not real. I don't know if it's a real SEO.
Oh no.
I mean, stuff has been happening. They certainly have been getting me calls and getting me views.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But,
not all SEOs are, like all SEO companies are cut from the same cloth. And there's different levels to it. Like, for instance, I don't know who you're talking about. It's not that important, obviously, but with us, we've been doing this for 19 years. We've been in the same spot for 19 years. We're very familiar with the area. That's number one. And number two, we are a legitimate premier channel partner for Google. We started in 2004, and as of 2017, we've been partnering with Google, where now we are a premier partner. So one of the caveats of being a premier partner is we can only work with one company per industry per area. Sometimes when you work with other SEO companies, they can technically work with whoever and whenever they want. That means that you start to do really well in the beginning, but over time, things start to change. The reason that things start to change is because they might be, and I'm just saying, but they might be hiring other people in the area, and then you guys start rotating positions, start moving around. You're only staying in a really small area. You're not really spreading out as far as you want because it's other people that they're working with, and it becomes very cumbersome. As a business owner, you might not even recognize that, and the fact that you did recognize that, I mean, kudos to you, because a lot of people, they'll just keep them, right, and just keep going. But with us, it's different. We will not work with your competitors at all. And we also have the ability to target specific areas as well, right? So we could do like a full like 50-mile radius so that we can get like all of your local SEO directly on the first page of Google. Anytime somebody's typing in any type of appliance repair, we make sure that you guys would be one of the top recommended results. But the second thing that we can do as well is, do you have like a Facebook business page by any chance?
I don't think it's a business page. I think that it's
personal.
Like, yeah, I think so. And I got it to where it says LMX appliance repair when I look at it, but it's not like I don't think it's a quote unquote business page.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, our team could look at that for you. If it is a business page, what we do is we can actually use your business page. If it's not, they'll just help you create one. The reason why I'm recommending it is because we can then use Facebook to also specifically target certain zip codes, right? Like sometimes, like what you said, there's some areas that are a little bit more profitable, right? Maybe get you out of some areas that are a little bit more dangerous, you know, and get to a place where they actually have some money. And because of your profession, your age demographic, they're all on Facebook, right? They may not be using Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, right? That's really a younger generation. But, you know, Facebook's been around for like 20 years, right? It's where your people that are having houses that need appliance repair are typically found. So we also partner with that. And you can let them know the zip codes that you want. And then we can do like little areas where, let's say they're searching for an appliance repair, right? Because we'll get you on Google, we'll get you on Facebook, but we also get you on Yelp, Bing, and Apple as well. So like let's say they're searching any of those directories and they don't make a decision. Well, whenever those clients go back to their own personal Facebook page, we show them your advertisements. We show them, hey, we saw that you were looking for an appliance repair. Well, we got LMX appliance repair that can do A, B, and C. It gives them an option to click the call. They can call you directly. We can funnel them to your website. And we can also send them to your Google business profile as well. So we combine both of those together so that we can, one, get a further stretch of the areas that you want. And then two, it's in the actual areas that you want, right? And we only show the advertisements to people that they have to be searching for it right then and there. These aren't old leads. These aren't people that might have needed an appliance repair a month ago or a couple of weeks ago or might have been contacted by like 50 people. No, these are people that are on Google looking for their services, hitting enter, calling you directly. It's an unlimited call service. So you'll never have to pay per call, click, or lead or anything like that. I know you probably had some bad experiences with like HomeAdvisors and Angie's. We don't do that. It's all unlimited.
Also
all
Yelp.
And Yelp, too.
So
yeah, Yelp's included, so you don't have to worry about that.
So then I can like quit the Yelp advertising campaign?
I never want to be an advocate of telling people to cancel anything, but I will tell you, I'll give you my advice. I mean, when was the last time you heard of somebody Yelping something, right? Let's say my fridge breaks. I'm not going to say, oh, let me go on Yelp and find an appliance repair guy. No, they go on Google, literally. You know, that's where they go. Maybe then they'll find like a Yelp account. But yeah, technically we do get people that have tried the service. By like the second month, they're like, yeah, this is kind of like a no-brainer, and they're literally canceling everything that they have because why do you need so many marketing when you have Google and you have Facebook that's literally taking up 95% of all your marketing revenue and it's bringing in all your business? You don't have to really do anything else. So, yes, we do have people that have canceled all the services.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I did get calls on Yelp, but also I am almost at capacity of function, even though I'm not booked out. It's not comfortable. I don't feel like, oh, I got a couple weeks worth of work.
Okay.
But also I end up being super busy every day, all day, coming home all way
day.
Too late. So, I mean, there's like, I want more work, but also can't take on that much more work. I don't know what my point in saying all this is, but I do, like, just yesterday, some guy said, oh, I found you on Yelp. So
yeah,
it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying that there's no real point, I guess. But okay. So.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, we're not obviously here to overwhelm you. I'll go over the pricing. I think you'll be thoroughly surprised with what the prices would be, just
okay.
Because it's all inclusive. We also have a pause feature here too. The reason we have a pause feature is for a couple of reasons. One, let's say you want to go on vacation. You don't have to pay for your marketing, or let's say you are getting a lot of these calls in those good areas. And let's say you start filling up your appointments with nicer areas, right? Let's say you are actually booked out a month. Well, call us. You don't have to pay for your marketing. We can actually pause it for you. And then let's say you get caught up maybe a month or two. Call us back because we already have you on file. We don't cancel your account. You're still the only company we're working with as far as appliance repair goes. We flip the switch. Even then, we get you right back on the same program. So it's month-to-month loop. There's no contracts at all. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalties for canceling either. What I was thinking is we can actually apply 50% off for you. Normally a program like this is about $4.99 a month, but we can actually bring it down to only $2.49 a month. So it'd be $2.49 month to month. That gets you your first page placement on Google where you can target up to about 50 miles, and then also get you your Facebook advertisements where you can specifically target by zip code and areas to reach out to people that you actually want to work with.
Okay. And is this, I know I've heard from certain companies who I trust more than others, and then also this company that I have been working with who, they say it takes, you know, at first they were like, well, we're going to have to, you know, do our best to get you some results within a month, but then give us like 3 months really to start seeing any real results. Is this that type of thing, or is it going to be?
So just like with anything, right, let's say you just started your business day one, right? You don't expect your business to have 500 people calling you every day. This is unrealistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
what they probably said were true. I don't know if you had a Google business profile before. I don't know if you were already ranking. You did. Okay.
No.
Yeah. You did it. Okay. Yeah. So when you're
not. I had a listing, but I was not ranking. I was, 500 pages down. And,
oh, wow. Okay. So you're pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And at this point, I don't know. I don't, like, when I look at the Google, I don't know if it's real what I'm seeing or if it's, like, just me because of history I've searched. Like, I do come up within the first couple pages or listings.
You will.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, you will come up. And the reason for that, just so you have a little bit more of an educational piece on Google, Google is always going to look at you and as a consumer. And if you search your name often, or if you search your name a couple of times, you know, even like 4, 5, 6 times within a little bit of time, what happens is that Google says, oh, this guy really likes this company. So I'm going to start showing him more of this company, and it gives you a false impression that your company is higher on the list than it's not. The only way to give a true representation is that there's programs out there like VPNs where you can mask your IP address, and it shows you like you're a brand new person that's never searched anything before on the planet. That is the true version of it. When you type appliance repair and hit enter, then you'll see the actual real result that Google does. Obviously, it's not important, but that's probably why you see your name popping up a lot more. With this program, I'll be honest with you, it only takes us 7 to 14 days. We can submit it within the first 5 days to all the directories. So you'll get submitted to Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple, and then obviously Google within 5 days. You already have a presence online. You already have really good reviews online when it comes to Google. You're already pretty much ranking at least close to your area on the first page. We're obviously going to expand that out a little bit further. The max amount of time it takes us is just 30 days as a premier partner. You do not have to wait 3 months or 4 months or anything like that.
Okay.
But with the Facebook advertisements, that's within the first 7, 14 days. So, no, you don't have to wait a couple of months for it.
Okay. Great. I guess the only other thing that comes to mind just is it's the end of the month. I don't really have a whole lot to spend. Like, I don't. Is there a way we can start this in like a week or maybe even?
So
we got to start it right now on this call.
Well, we don't tell you you have to do anything, but I will tell you that because we can only work with one company, we are actively looking to fill the position today. So, you know, if you do have to wait a week, look, no stress is what it is. I get it. We're not here to take food off the table. You can always call us next week. We'll take a look and see what opportunities we have. But, you know, we are actively looking to fill the position. If somebody does take it, fairness of them, can't hold the position, because if they're ready to buy now and they want to do this now, we do have to accommodate them as well. So that would be the only thing. But I get it. You know, if you don't have the $249 today, do you have like a credit card that you typically use, or do you have like a business account that you typically use for operations or purchases like this?
Yeah, I try and right now to do everything cash. Or like through my business account.
Through the business account.
Yeah. Let's see here. I do like that you are here. I do like that you don't have an accent, and I kind of want to.
I hear that so often. It's not even funny.
I bet you do.
I do a lot, man. I get so many people that yell at me. They're like, "You're the first person that has an American accent." I'm like, "Well, I was born and raised in New Jersey, so I mean, I am American." And they're like, and they start going off, and I'm like, "Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that."
Yeah, it's a real thing. I mean, even companies that are here, or like they're. Yeah, I don't know how they get their phone numbers wherever they get them, but
yeah.
Everybody there. It's so. Do you guys get calls from companies trying to like help you with your first results? Do you
like
your,
me?
Do you personally
receive
them?
Me personally, I personally do. So I actually have a business as well. I do detailing on the side, so I do this, and also I own a detailing business in my area. What happens, and I'll be frank with you, I've been in this industry for 10 years. What happens is this: if you have a domain name, or if you register a website, or if your name is out there for like an LLC, what happens is that your business gets put on a global database, and if you don't pay like a registrar to block your name, what happens is that there are people from other countries that are hired for people in the United States, and they basically are buying cheap labor and then sell it at top dollar. And what they do is that they take that global list of all the people that are registered, their websites and stuff like that, and they just start calling them like wildfire.
Yeah.
So that is probably where a majority of your calls are coming from. With us, it's different. The reason that you probably haven't heard us before is because we can only call whenever there's a position available. Sometimes we don't even get through the whole list, you know, in order for us to somebody to sign up, and then that's it. Like, we're probably not going to talk to anybody for another year or two. You know, on average, people are with us for about a year and a half. And if they're with us for a year and a half, you're never going to hear that we exist, right? But the other companies out there, they're just calling and hoping for the best. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not the $249 in my account right now. actually, I can make it. I can make it so shortly, but. But even that account just doesn't have that money in it right now. Been buying too many parts and waiting on payments.
Yeah, story of a business owner. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And
I mean, I'm here to do what you want, you know. So obviously, we're here to help in this situation. Especially, mm-hmm. we want to make sure those calls are coming in. We want to make sure that you're getting out to the right areas. We want to make sure that you know you're not feeling that weight of looking at an account and saying, you don't really have much, right? Not saying you don't have any, but,
yeah.
you know, you, as a business,
yeah.
you have to spend a lot of money, right? You got to spend the part. You got to spend the way that I know my own business. I got to do the same. Every time I get paid from a client, I go right to the store, go pick up more parts. So it's like, it comes and
yeah.
goes, you know?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I was falling a few days ago, but I had a bunch of kids. Oh. Okay, well. So, can we talk even like in an hour? Like, I'll go to the bank.
That's up to you. Absolutely, Luke. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't want you to stress. I know being a business owner is stressful enough, so I don't want to be, you know, the more cause of that. What I will do for you is this. If you do want me to call you back in an hour, I can do that. I'm going to reach out to our mapping coordinators, and I am going to have them not call through this list. I can't guarantee anything for you, but what I will do for you is I will at least tell Angela and the other reps, hey, can we move on the list? We have somebody that is looking for it in about an hour, and then that way, you know, we should be okay. Would that be all right for you if I did something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Take your time.
Yep.
Don't rush. Don't drive fast. You know, I want you to be all right. What I'll do is I'll schedule a call back up with you in about an hour. So that'd be what, 12:30 your time? Well, I guess our time rather.
So where are you located? You're in New Jersey.
No. I'm on the East Coast, but our main headquarters is Fountain Valley, California. So we're right there in Cali. So it'll be 12:30. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying East Coast time. Jeez.
Okay. That's good. I got
9:30.
9:30 here. Yeah.
9:30.
So you're in Fountain Valley. And that price, we're saying $249, right?
Yeah,
$249 a month. And that is for how many zip codes, or what is that?
So that gets you first page placement on Google. What's your distance? What do you travel? Because I thought I was looking here. I don't think I see that. Like, how far out do you travel typically?
I try to do it by zip code. The furthest one is like 30, maybe 40 miles. But
okay.
I set my thing up as certain zip codes as opposed to a circle.
Yep,
and
got it.
But then that there's, you know, 5 to 10 that I really want to target more than others.
Yep. Yeah, so we can target like a radius for you for the local SEO for your Google placement. And then with the Facebook advertisements, it's all included, it's the $249. And with the Facebook advertisements, you just tell us a couple of zip codes, and then we can pinpoint those zip codes in order for us to start targeting those areas as well. So.
Okay. And with the Google Local, that needs to be a radius?
Yeah, local SEO has to be. Yeah, local SEO has to be a radius. If you're looking to use Google to also do target, then that's different. That's called Google Ads, where we can actually do Google Ads for you as well. If you wanted to go the Google Ads route, that would be a minimum of $300. And Google Ads, but then you'd be able to use specific pinpoint locations on there, but the minimum for that is $300. So if you wanted to start with this program and then upgrade to Google Ads maybe in like a month or two, once those calls are coming in and you're a little bit better financial position, then yes, we can do that. But the reason I didn't offer that, it's just because, you know, if you're looking at 249, and, you know, I don't want to take the food off the table for you. If you could swing it, I would recommend it. But, if not, then I would say start at least with the 249. That gets you your local SEO. It gets you your Facebook. It will target those areas. And then later on, we could always upgrade to Google Ads, which would be $300.
Okay. And then that radius from Google, that I have to start at my address of business, or can that be a radius of anywhere?
It's not a radius of anywhere. We could get it pretty close to your address. So anywhere that's around your address, and then we could do, like, you know, the 30-mile radius or whatever it was.
Got it. Okay, well, let's talk in an hour or before then. If I call this number back, or is there a number I can call back to speak with you, or what should I call?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to, I'm going to send you a text message here really quick. Hang on one second. I'll get you my contact number and all that stuff. I could call you back in an hour. You could call me in a half hour, an hour. It'll have my direct extension on there as well.
Okay.
And that way you'll get directly to me. If I don't answer, that means I'm probably on a call. Somebody probably transferred somebody else over to me. But, you know, if I'm free, obviously I'll answer for you. It's no problem. Let me send that to you. It sounds like you're driving right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to look at it now. I want to make sure that it dings in. You got it?
Got it. Yeah.
All right.
I got it.
All right, you're good. Like I said, take your time. Do what you got to do. I got you. Call back around 9:30. If I don't hear from you, obviously, earlier than that. And we'll take it from there. If you do decide to go with the program, as long as it's still up, then all we do from that point is I'll ask you some questions about, like, keywords that you want, like where you want to rank, stuff like that. And then I'll give you up a voice verification, we'll process it. And then the last step is just an interview. So it's like a 30-minute interview that we'll do with you. That could be done today, that could be done tomorrow. You can look at your schedule. But then their job is to drive in all the logistics with everything.
Okay.
All right.
Great. All right.
Cool. All right.
Thanks, Joe. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'll talk to you a little bit later, Luke. You have yourself a good one. Drive safe.
You as well.
Bye.
Thank you.